Welcome to the Literary Escape Podcast, the only podcast that serves both readers and authors of historical Christian romance. We read, discuss, review, and rate books in this unique romance subgenre, and sprinkle in a few contemporary Christian suspense books. Authors, we bring you inside tips and tricks from those who have gone before you. Then we bring both readers and authors together for fun-filled live Q&As. Literary Escape is the one-stop shop for both readers and authors to connect, learn, and grow together. Let's dive into this adventurous episode. Hey everyone, before we dive into today's episode, I wanted to share some exciting news with our listeners. I have launched the Kickstarter campaign for my novel, Uncharted Trials, and I'd love your support in bringing this story to life. Uncharted Trials is a gripping Wild West romance where murder, faith, and forbidden love collide. It follows James McPherson, a physician and bounty brother who never expected his latest patient would steal his heart. But Madeline Flynn, a survivor of unspeakable tragedy, awakens something in his soul. As he tends to her wounds, James vows to shield her from the murderer stalking her family. As their attraction deepens, dark secrets threaten everything they hold dear. When their paths violently collide and Madeline is torn from his grip, both must trust in God's plan to find their way back to each other. The funds raised through this Kickstarter will go directly toward professional publishing costs, ensuring Uncharted Trials receives the quality presentation it deserves. And as a special incentive for backers, I am offering an exclusive, limited edition cover that won't be available anywhere else once the campaign ends. Whether you're a fan of historical fiction, faith-based stories, or just love a good romantic suspense, I think you'll find something to enjoy in Uncharted Trials. To support the campaign and secure your copy, just visit literaryescape.com/campaign or follow the link in this episode's show notes. Even if you can't back the project financially, sharing it with friends who might enjoy this kind of story would mean the world to me. And thank you to those who have already purchased your limited edition covers. Thanks so much for listening, and now let's get to the next exciting announcement that was promised last week. So before we dive into our regular content, I want to take a moment to announce something I've been working on behind the scenes for a few months now, something many of you have actually been asking for, and I am thrilled to officially announce the launch of the Literary Escape Book Club is coming May 23rd. Now, if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you know that my journey as an author began when I couldn't find enough historical Christian romance novels that balanced faith with the kind of passion described in Song of Solomon. You know, books that are packing the heat and riding the line, as I like to say. That's why I started writing my own adventures set in the Wild West, featuring cowboys who tame the frontier while honoring both God and the women they love. What I didn't expect was how many of you would reach out saying you've been searching for the exact same thing, and how many of you wanted more ways to connect beyond just reading the books or listening to this podcast. That's where the Literary Escape Book Club comes in. So what exactly is the Literary Escape Book Club? It's an exclusive community where readers who appreciate passionate but pure Christian romance can come together in a more intimate setting. When you join the book club, you'll receive, first, exclusive online author events where you can chat directly about books, writing, and all things historical and contemporary suspense romance. I'm talking Q&A sessions, behind-the-scenes peeks at my writing process, and special guest appearances from other authors in these genres. Second, free ebooks for all my new releases. That's right, as a member, you'll automatically receive an ebook copy of every new novel I publish delivered straight to your inbox. Third, early access to signed paperbacks and merchandise before they're available to the general public. You'll be the first in line for signed copies, special editions, and any bookish merchandise we create. Fourth, regular door prize drawings exclusively for members. Throughout the year, we'll be giving away signed books, exclusive merchandise, and other special surprises. And finally, a community of readers who appreciate the same kind of stories you do, a place where we can openly discuss the balance of faith and passion in romance without feeling like we have to apologize for wanting both. Now, I know many of you are wondering how this relates to the podcast. Don't worry, the Literary Escape podcast isn't going anywhere. In fact, the book club will enhance your podcast experience. As a book club member, you'll get inputs on which books we review next and the chance to submit questions for author interviews. The podcast and book club work together to create what I've always envisioned, a one-stop shop for both readers and writers of historical Christian romance and contemporary Christian suspense romance to connect, learn, and grow together. So get ready to join us on May 23rd as we launch the Literary Escape Book Club. And now let's dive into today's regular episode where we'll be discussing Downfall by Lynn Blackburn.
In Downfall by Lynn H. Blackburn, Chef Cassie Quinn gets an offer she can't refuse to fill in as a chef at an exclusive mountain resort. But when the kitchen is destroyed and it becomes clear Cassie is in danger, she's forced to accept the help of her ex-boyfriend, Officer Donovan Bledsoe, to find the culprit and keep her so safe. I looked up when you said Bledsoe and you messed me up. No, do I have to reread it again?
No, we'll leave that in there because people are going to love that. It's great. It's okay. We all get tongue-tied when we read.
You were like, North Carolina.
Yeah.
I looked up and you were like, hey.
To keep her safe.
Yeah, to keep her safe.
Yeah. Well, it sounded weird how you said his name. Anyways.
Isn't that Bledsoe? Bledsoe. Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. Okay, this is a short novella because you meet Cassie in book one because she was helping fry chicken for a community chicken dinner thing or something with Cal, and Landry didn't know they were cousins and she was kind of a little
jealous.
Yeah. Yeah. And that she mentioned that she was going to go out on a date with Donovan, who's 8 years older than her.
Yeah, I think so.
And Cal was like, oh, I don't know about you, shouldn't be, you know. And she's like, be quiet, basically. Like, I'm an adult. He's an adult. It's going to be fine. So I was really shocked then when I started reading this and they had been broken up for like 3 months where this story picks up.
Mm-hmm.
Did that surprise you?
Well, how much time passed between that and the first
book? I'm not sure. I didn't pay attention to the amount of time. I don't think there was. Could there have been much? Because I feel like book two
was Landry and Cal married in this one, or did they?
Not yet.
Not.
No.
Were they? I can't remember. I know they are by book two, but there must have been some time because actually there's mention of things in the novella about things starting over here in book two.
Yeah, and Cassie moves into the house that Cal was in. That's in that book. So they must have gotten married.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right.
Think about that. Okay. So what did you think of her sous chef?
It's Ted Crazy.
Yeah. Oh, but no, he really enjoys it. Like, he wouldn't hurt me. And I was like, I think he's nuts.
Yeah, some of the things he did, I was like.
Yeah. No, thank you.
Yeah. And then Donovan, I really liked him, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't figure out why he broke up with her at first, you know? Till it came out. I'm like, okay, well, I guess that makes sense. But why didn't you just talk to her about it?
I know. That drives me nuts when they don't communicate.
Right. Just open your mouth. You just make a decision without ever consulting her.
Right.
Hey, well, this is what's best, so I'm just going to do it.
Right.
Yeah.
No. No. So, did you know who it was before? Well, I have to ask you that because I had read book two before I read the novella.
Same.
So,
So oh, I knew who it was. You know. Yeah, I knew okay. who it was.
I did not. I did not read book two. I actually okay, read this
so
one.
Did you figure it out before it was revealed?
No. I mean, it took me a while to figure out who it was. Mm-hmm. I was a little shocked.
Yeah.
I was shocked because of who it was.
Until you get into book two, and then you're like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Then that yeah. kind of explains more.
It yes. does explain more in the why behind
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
But
what did you think about how the family kind of closed ranks on Donovan because he had broke up with Cassie?
I mean, I get it.
Yeah. Very protective. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then Grandma and Grandpa Quinn invite him over for, nope. Sorry, that's not, that's book two.
Yeah, I know. Dang I have it. To keep it yeah, separate.
Them together. That's a different one. Okay, but there was that conversation that Donovan and Cassie had, like, while everybody else was sitting around the fire pit.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that? And they were kind of, like, back by one of the houses, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And they...
They're eavesdropping on him.
They were eavesdropping on a very private conversation, right? Because they were talking about basically wanting to get back together and all of that stuff. And then when she came back to the fire pit, they were like, somebody said something like, we're totally rooting for him and like, it's something else. And then we were all disappointed when the phone rang.
Yeah.
I'm like, I would be so embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want people to hear me
mm-hmm.
reconciling with my ex or, you know what I'm saying? Or mm-hmm. having a lovey-dovey moment. I don't do PDA, really. It's embarrassing.
Thank you.
It's embarrassing. Yeah. Derek's family has no problem with it. So there are times when I'm like, what in public? But I guess that would have been so embarrassing to me.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just me. But okay. Were you surprised how the guy that kidnaps her, how he was able to get her away from Donovan? So I felt like that was just too easy.
I did too. It was weird. Yeah. It was just like kind of a, I don't know, because it was like celebrities wanting pictures with her, but then they wanted pictures with him. And then she just kind of, I was like, where'd she go? Like, when you're taking a picture to me, I feel like you're looking around the whole room.
Yeah.
Even though you're getting a picture taken, you can still see what's happening.
Right.
That's why I was like.
They went outside, though, didn't they?
They did go outside, but still, there was only, it was right.
I felt right
like it
there.
Was right there.
I felt like it was like a bigger room, too. I don't know. I had this idea, like a cabin type fireplace. I don't know. I felt like it was.
I felt like it was.
I was just like, where did she go?
The main doors or
I was just
something.
Like, where? How? What?
Right.
And then I'm like,
I know,
you
like,
could have told him no. Go get her. Like, keep on her.
Right.
And then you lost her. You were promised to keep her safe, and then you lost her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was a little frustrated by that scene.
I was also surprised they didn't just.
Yeah.
Kill her.
Yeah.
Right.
I didn't understand.
That's not what we want. We have to have our happily ever after. That's why that didn't happen.
Right. And I also, like, she, you know, when she got done, it was like a long night of cooking. Mm-hmm. And she's like, man, I just kind of feel extra tired.
Yeah.
And just, she just thought she needed coffee or something.
Mm-hmm.
Then you kind of realize.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. I think being drugged is the worst thing ever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What do you girls think? If I. Because there's no, you can't defend yourself. That's the worst.
You don't know, yeah.
The worst. I don't know, because there's so many, like I read these style books a lot, and there's so many of them where it's like, they get, like they feel the prick in their neck, and then all of a sudden they lose all.
Right.
Well,
my thing in this book is like, we know somebody's after her, but she's still accepting drinks from people.
But that was from some
I know, but
staff person, right?
But yeah. Still, we don't know who's after. You think you'd want to make sure.
That's true.
Donovan would have checked it. I don't know.
I think like, everybody kind of
true
checked with the staff, and they were all, you know, there was no.
They were cleared.
Cleared, and there were people there.
I don't know.
But did the staff member put it in, or did somebody?
Yeah.
I don't remember who the staff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But she had been accepting drinks all night, I thought. Or was that her first lemonade?
I can't remember. Yeah. No, that's not. That was not her first one. They came and refilled her cup. Refilled it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
It was a busy night.
I guess after, you know, you think after, like, man, they should have done this, this, and this.
I know. Mm-hmm. I'm just like.
And then the, was it the laundry van driver? Was that?
Yeah, the whole thing was weird. When they were watching it back on the cameras or they, whatever they were doing. She's
clearly under the influence. What were you thinking?
I know. I think that made me mad. I'm like, you really thought she was okay? And then you just let her get in a vehicle with someone else? I mean.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't like that whole scene play out.
No, it was very intense.
Yeah.
I would agree. I'm trying to remember anything else because the story's so short because it's a novella. I'm trying to remember. I don't want to give anything away.
Right.
Her past surprised me.
Yeah, I didn't realize kitchens were like that.
Yeah. And I want to ask Lynn, like, is that true? Is that kind of like the seedy side of.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Now I know what. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's.
Yeah.
I don't. Maybe in the big cities, like. It could be probably like
where
that.
There's a lot of pressure to perform, maybe, or to be the best. I don't know.
You're at like a high end restaurant. But that was shocking.
Yeah. And it could be made up, but I am curious if like she discovered that in her research and added it in. But I guess it shouldn't be too surprised if it's true. But
right.
I don't know. Then I'm like, well, I don't want them making my food.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. All right. What do you think about the romance level?
Espresso.
I'd say espresso, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
It just wasn't a lot.
Right. Well, and it's a
short. That's what I meant. Condensed. A lot of.
And it's reuniting two people who were already in love, basically. So. How about the drama?
Mocha
latte. There's a lot.
There is.
Yeah.
Packed into that short story.
Yeah.
What about the mystery level?
I'd say mocha.
Mocha latte.
Yeah, because there were several players, right, that it could be that they were focusing on. How about the suspense level?
Oh, I was thinking drama was latte.
Yeah, I would agree with latte, especially when after she gets taken and then she's like slowly waking up and then faking that she's asleep. And inspirational level,
espresso.
Espresso.
Yeah, I would say the same. I think that's true. What's your overall lasso rating of Downfall, which is the novella in Gossamer Falls?
I say 3 lassos.
3.
Yeah. I mean, I think I read it in one sitting.
Yeah, I read it very quick. And every page, I feel like some pages I had to go back and reread to be like, oh, wow, there was a lot there to make sure I got the whole picture quickly.
Yeah. And you still get to see all the other characters in play from the series, too, which is great. So next week now we'll go to book 2, which is Break My Fall, which is the last book that's out right now. Because the final book doesn't come out until March of 26th. Kind of bummed to have to wait.
Yeah. This one just came out, though, right? Book 2.
Yeah, book 2 just came out on Amazon. March of 25.
Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If so, please consider signing up for our free newsletter. Each week, you'll receive news about our events for both readers and authors, plus updates on my books. You can sign up at literaryscape.com/newsletter. Until next time, happy and blessed reading and writing.